implemented in Italy, and of course it has to be improved, like everything, but it is implemented. And the National Guarantor is keeping on working on it, and is keeping on working to build up an effective and homogeneous network of local guarantors, fully complying with the OPCAT provisions, in which way? Through a number of meetings that it is taking with them, and some training visits carried out together, and last, asking to the Parliament for a national law to try to make the local guarantors' mandates more homogeneous. And then, at last, I can keeping on. I can dedicate a few words to the Diciotti case from the point of view of the national guarantor, because it was explained in a good way by the member of the delegation of Italy, and from the point of view of the national guarantor, in brief, all the migrants, with a few exceptions, rescued by the Diciotti ship, remain aboard with no interruption from August 16 to August 25, with no possibility to disembark, and under no detention grounds. But on August 22 and 23, the Italian vessel was visited by the prosecutor of the Republic in Agrigento, and the day after, also by the national guarantor. So the national guarantor was allowed to visit this de facto situation of deprivation of liberty. And the guarantor, after the visit, sent an urgent information to the public prosecutor in Agrigento and Catania, noting that a situation of de facto deprivation of liberty in violation of Article 5 European Convention of Human Rights and Article 13 of the Italian Constitution, and noting that that there was the inadequacy of the material conditions aboard for the long stay of such a high number of migrants. And these conditions would have took shape to a situation of inhuman and degrading treatment according to Article 3 of the European Convention of Human Rights. And okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much for these additional replies. Now I would like to invite the rapporteurs to make a summary and kind of wrap up of this constructive dialogue before giving then the floor to the chair of the delegation of Italy.